Claims made by the client are entirely their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of K1 Radio. It's 9:30, time for Car Talk, and on the phone with me, I believe we have Brad Dungis and Cast of Thousands. Good morning, sir. How are you?
It's not quite that many, Tom, but we do have a few guests with us here today. I think I finally have figured out the conference call system around here, and after a couple weeks of starts and stops. But I do have a couple of our friends here today. I'm excited to have John Pinnell with the Dungis Ford Indians baseball program here to get going on the season and talk. Say hi, John.
Hi, guys.
You there? Hey, John. You ready to play some baseball?
Oh, my gosh. We are ready to hit the road to Arkansas on Saturday and get four games in.
Awesome. And I also have with us Rick Lloyd from the Price Tower Arts Center. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning. Glad to be here. Thank you so much.
You guys had the first night of the pre-opening for the Price Tower lower-level patio, what are we calling it?
We did last night, Price Tower Plaza.
Yeah.
Outside of the Price Tower, right between us and the newly opened Tower Center at Unity Square.
Awesome. And you got a new menu and a bar down there and a great place to sit in the shade and right next to the park. It's beautiful. I enjoyed spending some time down there last night. It was great to see the people out there in the park doing the activities. And as the evening went on, there were still people around. It was great. I really thought it was a wonderful setting. It's going to be really exciting as it opens up this summer.
Yeah, we are tremendously excited. I tell you, my office on the third floor of the Price Tower looks out over that green space, and I've seen it. So I've been here about a year and a half, and I've seen it every day, and have been amazed at, you know, how it's transformed. And when they took the fence down last Friday, it was like they opened up my own backyard because of all the smoke. But we're so thrilled to be able to, you know, have the plaza downstairs and have the amazing, you know, really fast casual dining menu and experience for people. We've got like five sandwiches that people can enjoy really reasonably priced. We've got three bowls. One is of tuna and a chicken salad, and then just a vegetarian bowl and a couple of kids options. So it's going to be a really great space for everyone after they, you know, get through doing whatever they're doing out there. We're going to get some frisbees, and it's going to be great fun.
Yeah, you know, maybe head down there before or after a baseball game, too. If we ever get to play back at the stadium. I know, John, you're not, right now it doesn't look like you'll get to play at the main stadium. Is that still a fact? Tell us about your home games and what the situation is going to be for home baseball this summer.
Brad, that's still a fact. You know what things can change, so we'll keep our fingers crossed. But we are lucky in our community to have Oklahoma Wesleyan, and their head coach Kirk Kelly works hand in hand with our Summer Legion program and the high school program.
Right.
He has opened up his facility, used it as much as you want.
Awesome.
He wasn't going to charge me to use it at all. And I said, Coach, I can't do that. So I came back with a price, and he came back with a price even lower. So
that's great.
It is very awesome for that.
That's great. And so you'll be playing at the Oklahoma Wesleyan at the fields on Silver Lake Road, I guess, then. Yeah, that'll be awesome. Excellent. And you've got some home games coming up here in June. I see, looking at the schedule, you've got a couple doubleheaders planned for next week, in fact.
Yes, we're excited to get back. And I put the link on the Dungis Ford Indians on Facebook.
Okay.
The schedule does get updated, and it'll update your schedule. But just click on the link, and you'll see where I posted it's been updated. So we play at home next Tuesday against Three Rivers at 4 o'clock. And then Thursday, we're going to have a three-way. St. Paul, Kansas, and I'm trying to run off the top of my hand. Anyway, we'll have three baseball games starting at 1:30.
Okay.
And then on Thursday or Friday, we'll play another doubleheader. It's against Sepulpa. They're called the Oklahoma Prospects. But that will be at 2 o'clock, a doubleheader. Unfortunately, the game's a little earlier than we would have at Dungeons because there's no lights.
Right. Right. So you're going to have to get used to some afternoon baseball. And some of the teams you're playing are the same teams we play every year. There's some new teams. It's a little bit different this year in that the American Legion has decided not to play ball this summer. And so tell us about the league you're in and what teams you'll be playing and your team and what the prospects are for the young men that are playing on the team.
You bet. So we do have a pretty good schedule. We're playing under AABC, which is American Amateur Baseball Congress. So using them for insurance purposes, so we are fully insured. Mm-hmm. But when we hit the road right off the bat, we'll play both teams from Fort Smith over there in Arkansas, as well as Texarkana and Bryan, Arkansas.
Mm-hmm.
Texarkana and Bryan and Fort Smith are two powerhouses in the state of Arkansas. You know, Bryan's had several state championships over there, as well as Texarkana and appearances in the American Legion World Series. But we'll find out right off the bat how good we are.
Mm-hmm.
But like, traditionally, we always play Enid, so we got several games over in Enid, so we'll make some road trips over there. We got some big tournaments we're playing in. There will be a state tournament for AABC.
Okay.
It's kind of exciting to play in that, so we can go try and win a championship. But it's been interesting to find out. We'll also go up to Pittsburgh, Kansas, so they've got a beautiful park up there. I'm looking forward to playing up there. That's all turf, nice new facility up there. We're going to play at Coffeyville Community College. I reached out to Coach Burrows at Cali County. The junior college up there has won back-to-back national championships, I think, in 95, 96. But he's gracious enough to, he's going to open up their facility. Pending a couple more details, but we'll meet Newton, Kansas over there at Cali County. So that's an opportunity that I've wanted to do the most this summer. Give our boys a chance to play in front of scouts, in front of colleges like Coffeyville, Cali County, as well as others that we're going to be in front of over in Enid. There's going to be some serious talent coming to those teams out of Texas and Oklahoma.
Yeah.
So we're pretty excited about going to get that.
Sounds like quite a schedule. Yeah. We're super excited to be supporting the team again. This is almost 80 years of supporting the Indians baseball program for Dungeness Ford, and we're so proud to do that. It's you know, you think of all the players that have gone through every summer playing ball and what that's meant to our community. That's something that the dealership and all our employees are really proud of, and we're so excited that the team gets to play this summer and that you've been able to pull it off, and we wish you all the luck, and it's going to be really exciting to see what happens. That's just awesome. And similarly with the Price Tower, Rick, I know it's been an interesting period for you guys as you had to kind of shut things down and adapt. Tell us about other stuff that's going on at the Tower. I know with the new Tower Center Unity Square opening up and the lower level food service, but you've been continuing to do pickup and delivery and recently opened up the restaurant upstairs. Tell us about other stuff going on at the Tower, Rick.
Yeah, good timing too, because we are going to be fully opened as of tomorrow. We've done some restaurant things for our takeout, and you know, the community has supported that tremendously during the last 3 months. And so our brand new Right Chef, Jordan, has been able to kind of put his menu out there and do it from a to-go perspective, which is not exactly what he was wanting, but that's how he adapted. And we are now open on in the restaurant, Copper Restaurant and Bar, on the 15th and 16th floor. So those full dining indoor experiences are there, and we're taking reservations daily. So I just encourage people to really take advantage of Chef Jordan's
great. I will second that. I have tried it several times and done the takeout. I and the family, we keep going back. It's really good, everybody. I would just recommend you give that a try and try some of the new stuff that Jordan's put on the menu. And especially as this evolves, you know, through the summer, and check out the menu, both the menu downstairs and upstairs. They're different, right?
Right, yeah. The downstairs is more sandwich and just bowls that you can either eat on the plaza or you can take it to go and go out into the park, you know, and the big O out there in Unity Square, or take it home, however you choose. So those are features that we're just really excited about. And Chef Jordan's done a great job, which is part of the allure of this program for us and for the chefs, is that, you know, teaching them how to adapt based on circumstances, whether you have a dish that you want to prepare and you can't get the ingredients, or something like this. So how do you pivot and still make great food? And our last year's chef, Nook, is still here as the general manager. So he's been guiding and mentoring Chef Jordan through this. So it's been a great combination as well. So we're excited about that. And the hotel is going to be open. We've been taking a few reservations for the last 20 or 30 days, and fully open for guests to stay starting tonight.
Excellent.
Forward. So we're very excited about that. And we completely professionally had all of the rooms cleaned and sanitized, and all new bedding and all new towels and everything new in the rooms. So it was a perfect timing for us to be able to get that happening. So we're excited about that. And one last thing, too, is that we have a John Hammer art exhibit that is opening soon. So on the 12th will be the official opening of it. And John Hammer's kind of a local gentleman who's been doing art of the Price Tower and various entities around Bartlesville in the area. But he's going to be doing a show here starting on June 12th. But one thing that he's going to be doing starting tomorrow is he's painting a mural on the wall in the gallery in the Price Tower. And so people are going to be able to come out on Friday and Saturday, so tomorrow and Saturday, and watch him paint and ask him questions. And just kind of, if you want to get a sandwich or get a drink from the plaza, you can just walk right into the gallery, and we've got it spaced for social distancing, and it's just a great opportunity to kind of watch him in action. So we're excited about that.
So, Rick, I have a question about your elevators. How do the elevators work with social distancing? How are there new rules about the elevators? Anybody who's been to the Price Towers knows how unique the elevators are there. Have you made any changes? How do you recommend people use the facility?
Yeah, we have. We're asking people to one group at a time. So if you're comfortable with your group that's going up to Kapu or up to your room, and you're comfortable being in the elevator, we have signs posted that are requesting people one group at a time. And so we've got some markers on the floor to distance people away from that area, just so that if there is congestion, that people will be spaced. And we're wiping down things. We have hand sanitizers, and we're really kind of working with our new housekeeping staff and our janitorial staff in reference to cleaning and wiping down things throughout the building throughout the day. And
yeah,
so,
that's...
I appreciate the question, because a lot of times people are, you know, are kind of hesitant. But
well, I mean, it's something we've dealt with at the dealership here all through this the last couple months, and it is something you need to do. I know John's dealt with the same thing with the baseball team. Heck, we didn't even know if we'd be able to have a baseball season until a couple weeks ago. It became, you know, thinking maybe we could. And, you know, so it is evolving. And I know, John, tell us a little about what you and the team are doing to make sure everybody's safe this summer.
You bet. One thing that traditionally what we do, we travel on the road. We'll pile the guys up in the 15-passenger van. I'll drive on another vehicle and carry equipment. But with the parent meeting and telling them, we would not be doing that this year, just to take a kind of an extra precaution. I know we're around each other a lot. But we'll carry van to games. Staying in hotels was another big thing that really upped our budget this year. Of just staying two kids to a room, so they'll each have their own bed. Doing that, and we have the wiping down stuff in the dugout, and guys are using it. Spraying the baseballs when we're done with Lysol, and it's interesting.
Yeah, it's going to be a summer like never before. That's for sure. But it should be memorable for the team. And tell us about the team there. I understand they're mostly guys from the Bruins here locally, and some guys who are heading off to play college ball too.
You know, we have four college boys: Harold Board, Dakota Ward, Andrew Harden, and Calvin Johnson. All of them played college baseball except for Andrew. Andrew just goes to the University of Oklahoma. But he's going to be a good first baseman DH for us, swinging from the left-handed side. But Dakota Ward's at Eastern State College. He's a shortstop and pitcher, and he is special. He will be worth the price of admission to come watch play. I promise you that. Calvin Johnson's a really good outfielder, big arm, big stick. And Harold Borg is kind of like a plastic man. He is and a kid so flexible, and he will probably play all nine positions at some point, but he's solid behind the plate. Other kids from out of town, Hunter Harlan from Collinsville, he's another catcher. We're going to be solid behind the plate. Defensively, I feel good about it. Then we have three kids from Canny Valley, Briar Kramer, Daniel Farham, and Hayden Fiddler. And then we have the rest of the guys that are all from Bartlesville. We got a pretty good mix of boys.
Sounds like a good group. Yeah. Good experienced players.
Yes, we have 20 guys on the team and 18 of them can pitch.
So you have a deep pitching bench then. That's cool. Well, I've been... Yeah, that's awesome. I got to take a moment here for the car business, guys. It is June. We finally got done with May, and we've got some great incentives. A lot of the same stuff continued as last month that we talked about last week. We weren't sure where that would happen, but we've still got the 0% for 84 months on the 2019 model year F-150. We've still got 0 for 72 on most of the 2019 and 20 model year vehicles that we have, Ford sells. You've got 0 for 60 on 20 Mustang and Ranger. You've got 0.9 for 60 on Super Duty. So great incentives on low interest rates across the board. I've got some incredible deals right now on F-150, both 19s and 20s, Expeditions and Escapes. Great deals if you want to come in and look at a small SUV, a large SUV, or a pickup truck. We can take care of you on those. On the Toyota side, the incentives this month, some of the one thing that surprised me the most was the increase in the rebate on the Toyota 4Runner. This is the rugged SUV that has been one of the great sellers for many years, and they've raised that rebate to $1,500, which is a large rebate for a Toyota 4Runner. We've got also, we have a Supra, our second Supra in stock, and Toyota right now has a $3,500 rebate on a Toyota Supra. Got great deals on Tundra and Tacoma. Inventory is a little low on the trucks because they stopped building them for a few months, but we've still got them and enough to trade for them if we don't have exactly what you want. But we've got great deals up to $4,500 in rebates on Tundra and $2,500 on the Tacoma, plus great lease deals on Toyotas, as low as $199 a month on that Tacoma I mentioned. That's a double cab special edition TV with under $1,000 due at signing, so $199 a month with less than $1,000 due at signing. Great deal on a new two-wheel drive Tacoma double cab. And then we've got Tundra, the Crewmax SR5 four-wheel drive with a special edition TB package. It's just $299 a month for 24 months. The lease Tacoma on was also a 24-month lease. That one has under $3,000 due at signing. So great leases that are there on everything from Corolla at $179 a month, CHR at $209, the Camry at $239. Just great deals on all our new Toyotas and Fords. And Lincoln, of course, too, has great deals and a good inventory. We've been selling a lot of the Corsairs and Nautilus these last few months, and great deals on those as well. So did want to remind everybody to come give us a shot if you're in the market for a car, or if there's anything we can do to help service your vehicle also. I know that a lot of people have been kind of taking it easy and staying at home these last couple months, and you may need to get service on your vehicle. If you're out and moving around again, it is time to have things looked over to make sure that the air conditioner is working right. As we get into the summer season, we can take care of an air conditioner service or just check out your brakes, tires, and battery when we change your oil and rotate those tires. So let us help you out with that too.
Hey, I want to say something about your business.
Okay, John.
Hey, I love the support that you do for our community and that what your grandfather started back in 1941. But I will say this, being in the car business, I love what you're promoting of the prices you see online. Those are the prices you get.
Yeah.
No games. I love that.
Well, I know you know a bit about the business, John, and we've worked in it some, and the reality is that's really important. We believe in a simple, transparent pricing system, and you know, we've really enhanced that lately too. I'm glad you brought that up, because I was going to mention the new tools we've been talking about the last few weeks on our website. We've got great new pricing tools where you can actually go in on the website, and it's more than just like an old payment calculator that we used to have on there. This is actually like a shopping cart where you can go in and pick your car. It's got the Dungis market-based price, so it is a great price up front, you know, without having to haggle on the vehicle. You can see it right there, and then you can go in and actually work your deal. If you don't want to put your actual information in, that's fine. We let you go in and do it without it collecting any info from you. But if you put your information in there, it'll actually work with our banks through our credit system, and actually submit your deal. They're actually hard approvals, and you can actually buy the car now basically online through our systems. And pretty soon that's going to be on all three of our websites. It's up on Ford and Lincoln right now, and it'll be up on Toyota any minute, hopefully later this afternoon. It's a great tool, and it just adds to that transparency. And, you know, and I think, you know, a lot about how to market the car business, because we do, you know, this legacy of our business, and you mentioned since 1941, selling these Fords in Oklahoma and in Bartlesville in particular. But that, you know, a lot of times car ads, frankly, are a little bit hard to believe everything. You can't have the greatest deal every day. You know, it just is impossible. The truth is, we sell cars every day. We have great deals every day, and a transparent price is what's important. You know, a price leader, and then switching somebody to another car or changing the price once they get in there. Sometimes the math on the price and the payments and the trade and the down payment and the interest rate don't add up. And if you don't watch that, you know, people can be taken advantage of. And frankly, that's what puts the car business in a bad light. And I don't want to be part of that. And, you know, so I appreciate you saying that, John. It is something we take really seriously around here. Our team is very much about our customers and our team itself, taking care of each other. And so thank you for mentioning that. A lot of it's like what you learn playing baseball, right? You're a part of a team. You need to take care of your teammates and do things the right way. I know my grandfather had that thought when he was sponsoring the team back when he first got to town that first spring, when after he bought the agency and was looking for how to make an impact in Bartlesville. And, you know, and he, that was something that was important to him. He and his brothers, as you know, John, had both all played youth sports and played on teams that were sponsored by a Ford dealer out in Tonkawa and where they lived. And, you know, that was part of what made him what he is and put me where I am. And that's not to be forgotten. And I get excited every summer thinking about the sparks and the new things that are going to start up because of the team you put together and what they're going to learn this summer I think that's just awesome. And, you know, to bring up the Price Tower is the same type thing, right, Rick? I mean, it wouldn't be here if it weren't for the dreams of some people to do something, you know, that it really had never been done. And, you know, I've been around the tower now for 20 years, and it seems to have a life of its own. It just continues to recreate itself and present itself as in a new face in our community. Anyway, the tower itself is a living testament to what Bartlesville's creative forces can do.
I agree. I mean, it is an amazing place to visit, to stay, to experience. You know, I am amazed every day when I talk to people that come here and just are in awe by, you know, the vision that Frank Lloyd Wright has.
Well, it is unique, and you know, and we take it for granted here. And I just encourage everybody that's listening to let's go out, let's go down to the tower, let's stay socially distant and be safe. We obviously don't need any coronavirus, but we need to go out and support the baseball team. We need to get out there and support the Price Tower. Be members of that. Go check out the new Tower Center at Unity Square. That's going to be a great venue for us in the coming years, and we're really proud to be a part of what you guys do at the Price Tower and with the baseball program, with the Dungeness Ford Indians, and really, really proud of being able to help you guys do what you do, because it is so important to our community.
Hey, Brad, I have one more quick thing. What John said in reference to the support that Dungeness provides the community and the support for Price Tower. I mean, you guys have done tremendous things to support the initiatives that have happened over the last 20 years at the Price Tower. And so it's for, you know, corporate citizens such as Dungeness that really help, maintain and allow the community to experience elements that we have here in Bartlesville. So we thank you as well. So
you guys, thank you, Rick. Thank you, and I'll say thank you to our customers, and that's, you know, I try to do that every show, but thank you to everybody in Bartlesville, and especially to our customers for supporting us through the years. That's what makes it all possible. We can't do it without our customers. We need you. Especially in times like this, this is an odd time for all of us in business, but we're going to make it through this. But we're going to do it with our customers, our community, and that is what makes Bartlesville unique. And I know both of you know that it's so. The rich corporate support, the way the community comes together, the support for things like our youth programs in sports or arts or animal husbandry, whatever it is, we've got some place to plug the kids in and get those life experiences they need to really, in the future, make our community even better. And that's what all this is about at both the Price Tower and with the baseball team. So congratulations. And once again, let's remind them, John, about the team, the game's coming up next week. I know they can listen on the radio this weekend, I guess. You'll have those broadcasts, won't you, Tom?
Yes, we're carrying the Dungeness Indians. Yes, we are. Dungeness Ford Indians, yes. Right here on K1.
That's right. So you can check out the schedule on the radio website or Facebook or at the Dungeness Ford Indians Facebook page also has the updated schedule. And I guess that'll be changing a lot potentially this season, huh, John? Are you going to add more games?
Probably not adding any more games. We're pretty loaded at 50, but okay. People can also listen on K1. They can follow the game live on the Game Changer app. There will be a link for that on the Dungeness Ford Indians Facebook, so they can follow it live. It'll come up, tell you who's at bat, tell you stats, all the good stuff for that. But then also people need to know there's a family pass available this year for $30. It's good for this year and next year because of the limited home games we have this year. And there's also a nice coupon on the back from Dink's Pit Barbecue.
Cool.
Great onions. So for $30, you can get mom, dad, all the kids in the household, its immediate family members. You can get them all in the game for $30. Come down. We're going to have snow cones down there. Drinks. Mm-hmm. We're going to do what we can.
Okay. Awesome.
Brad, it's about time to go.
We're about out of time, Tom.
Yeah, we are. Tell folks where they can find you.
We are on Highway 75, just south of the No Water Road, right south of the Quick Trip. You can't miss us. The big Toyota building, the big Ford Blue Oval, right on the west side, the best side, as you say.
Yes, indeed. Take care, one and all. Great having you on board today.
Thanks for listening to One.